Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. We're launching into hour number three, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Still to come, if we get a chance, we'll tell you about the military, a Christian in the military who figured out a way to get out with an honorable discharge at that. That will explain and take your calls. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Justin in British Columbia. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. Right. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, I want to say that Gene, great idea with the parking with the television on. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were talking earlier about how people have changed and how they email on. And I used to believe in a one-world government because I believed that we should get off this planet and pool all our resources and get to space and move to somewhere else. So I thought that was quite a progression.
And you thought a one-world government could do all that stuff, huh?
Yeah, I thought that way we could pool all the taxes together and build a humongous ship and
get
that.
Kind of sounds like Star Trek, sure.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. The funny thing is, though, I know you wanted to go on, but the funny thing is about space and the world that's opening up now in private space travel is you don't need to pool all your resources together in order to construct these wonderful things in space. We've got private companies that are now competing, and they're putting experimental craft up there. They're trying to land on the moon now to win a $2 million prize. That's chump change. And let's see, there's another company that's going up there that's already planning on building a hotel in space. So, I mean, private industry is already doing the things that you had once envisioned this world government doing, which, of course, they would never actually get around to. And if they tried to, it would end up being like the space station, which keeps on breaking and can house maybe two people. I'm glad that you've moved in the right direction and that you've discovered that markets are the solution and that it'll be the free market that gets us there if we ever do get there.
Yeah, for sure. One thing, I have a little thing to say about Ian. I really dislike when you call Mark a socialist, when he doesn't see eye to eye with you.
He's more like a fascist. I don't know if he's a socialist.
To Ian, they all are, though. You know, that's the pious position one can take when one doesn't believe in any government at all. Yeah, I'm going to take a simple solution. I don't care if it works. I don't care if it's reasonable. I get to take the high and mighty position. And
my position is the moral one. I don't advocate the initiation of force, and you do. So
just because he doesn't want to completely abolish it doesn't mean he's a socialist, though.
No. You know? I've called him a fascist. Let's get the terms right. I'll hook him up.
And my question, my final question is, a couple weeks ago, you guys talked about your goals and how you have 20 to 25 goals a week.
Yeah.
Can you give some examples? That seems like a lot. Like maybe, I don't really
understand. I can tell you, I got a 55% on my goal sheet last week. I didn't do so well, but it's okay. You set your goals high, and then you make it to some of them. I'll give you some examples here. Let's see. I've got to clean my office. That one has been on my goal sheet for weeks, and I just haven't gotten around to it. What else do I need to do? Let's see. I've got to announce a new radio station this week. I'm definitely going to do that.
Awesome.
Also here, I've got about 24 goals on this week's goal sheet. I need to shave. It's about time for a shave all over.
You see how ludicrous these are. I mean,
I was starting to wonder because I'm like, how many things do you get accomplished in a week that aren't tedious little things like go to the bathroom?
Well, you know, it's a little more than go to the bathroom. It's things you want to get done. I've got workouts on here. I've got, things that I want to accomplish during the day as far as work, that kind of thing. But that's how the trip of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. It's steps. You can't obviously conquer the world in 1 week. Those kind of lofty goals are accomplished by a series of shorter goals that you actually manage to do.
Right. Believe it or not, one of my most important goals, I have some goals that are weighted heavier than others, and one of my most important ones is waking up on time. I have to get up by 9 a.m. every day, and I didn't make it today. So it is a tough one, but it's one of the most rewarding ones in that if I do get up on time, that gives me an extra 3 or 4 hours a day or whatever to get the other things done that I need to get done. So it's really a critical one for me.
Yeah, so, I feel if you wake up at the crack of dawn, you have more energy.
It just makes the day seem longer and more productive for me. Even if I get up at 9 a.m. and sit around and do nothing all day, I'll still feel as though I've accomplished more because I got up on time, and I know that for me that's something that's very difficult, and so I feel good about that. Normally, I do get more done when I get up on time, unless I'm sitting around watching Red Dwarf all day or something.
Red Dwarf. Awesome.
So does that give you an example of what some of these goal sheets are like? I mean, some of them are really hard and firm business goals, I've got some things to do with the website and that sort of thing, and I've got to contact certain people, and there's those sorts of things. And then there's the daily lifestyle. There are certain lifestyle goals that are really important to me that I want to write down to make sure that I get them done, if not this week, next week, or sooner rather than later. And that's the whole point of having the goals written down and in front of you, so you can see them on a daily basis, so you're constantly reminding yourself of what you've done and what you haven't done that you need to get done. That's all it really is all about. Does it make sense?
Yeah, kind of like affirmations. Like, I have, a yearly goal that I do, I want to get enough money to go to college and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just baffled by the idea that having 20 goals a week, but now I see that they're kind of simpler things, not like, crazy.
Lofty stuff.
Absolutely. It's like what you were saying before, Mark. You set that lofty goal that you're looking for, more money or a nice house or whatever it is you want.
Right, and they're all the same for people.
Right, and then you work backwards, right? Then you figure out what smaller steps it's going to take to get to that goal, and those are the ones that you want to work on a weekly basis, basically. So there you go.
All right, well, thanks for clearing that up.
Thank you for the call, Justin. We appreciate hearing from you.
My goal is actually I'm going to come up with 20 goals, but my 20th goal is going to be to have 19 goals next time. I don't know how that works. I got to figure out the math on that, but it'll work out.
I have to say, it's really a rewarding process. It's something that I got into when I was back doing network marketing, of all things. And it was
network
one of those
marketing,
valuable things.
You make fun of it and everything, but network marketing is a fantastic way to learn, sales skills and that kind of stuff.
An expensive way to learn them, but yes.
Well, in your case, you had to buy all these products. There's some that are that way, and there's some that aren't.
Yeah, yeah. So it's valuable. I highly recommend it. If you don't set goals, then you're like most people. If you do set goals, then you are very, very unusual, because most people don't. And they make a difference. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with the calls. Go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Well, my goal today was to stand at the corner of Elm and Granite in Manchester and say this.
And how'd that go for you? You were going to be dressed up in a Chewbacca outfit holding a big Ron Paul sign, right?
Oh, I was dressed up in a Chewbacca outfit, and I could have been I could be in the next Star Wars movie. The outfit is that good. It cost me $400.
Huh? Wow. Now, wait, did somebody get pictures of this? Is this online now? Can people see this, Dave?
No, I was unable to get any pictures of myself because I had too much stuff to carry. I mean, I had my outfit, which slowed me down. I had a New Hampshire flag, and I had my Ron Paul Rebel Alliance.
I am shocked that no other activist showed up for this and took a picture of you. That seemed to me to be a Kodak moment. I didn't think it should have been your responsibility. I thought for sure somebody would have shown up with a digital camera.
I only gave 3 hours notice that I was doing it.
Mm. You'll be doing
it
again,
though? Many, many more times.
Okay.
But I had my picture taken 10 times by just average people driving by or wanting to stand and pose with me. I mean, I've never seen this kind of reaction.
Wow.
Well, it's a good Chewy outfit. I'm sure they do want to stand next to you.
That is way cool. And I love the Ron Paul Rebel Alliance. How cool is that?
That's a great phrase.
Yeah.
They were all calling me by name, I mean, constantly hearing my name called. Of course, it wasn't my name. Chewbacca. Chewie! Chewbacca! Yes. Chewbacca, look at me, look this way! Of course, it's not even a very busy intersection.
What a great way to get some attention for Ron Paul, perhaps from people that never would have normally taken notice of a political person on the side of the road. I mean, there's a certain mentality in this country of just total apathy towards politics, and I totally understand it myself. I understand it. Where you drive down the road, you see a protester on the side of the road, and oh, there's another protester. You don't even read the signs, or it doesn't mean anything to you. But by having that familiar countenance there, you might have drawn some extra attention, and some attention that would not normally have been drawn to your signage and message you were giving. Great job, Dave, and thanks for the call. We appreciate the story. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features for free. The bulletin board system is there. We've got over 250,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You will find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Dennis in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live, Dennis. Hello, Dennis in Connecticut.
Yeah, you got me on there?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I'm a Ron Paul supporter, and I was pleasantly surprised by his strong showing on the Fox News debate last week with the text messaging poll afterwards.
He has shown strong on all of the Fox News poll text message polls afterwards. So this wasn't really, if you'd seen the other ones, you probably would have been surprised. But yes, it was very nice.
But, you know, I've been a longtime Republican, and I'm wondering if the handwriting is on the wall, though, with so many Republicans just, like Sean Hannity, they're just avidly supporting this Iraq war, almost to the point of where they would rather win go down trying to win the war than win the election. And so I'm wondering, you know, I think when Ron Paul was talking to Sean Hannity afterwards, Sean Hannity kind of posed the question, would he support any of the nominees, whoever it were, and Ron Paul said no, he wouldn't, he would stay on message. And it made me wonder, you know, could this lead to him going third party?
He keeps saying he won't. He keeps saying that, and I don't know. It's hard to say. I think it'd be silly for him to drop out and just completely expend all of the effort that that the volunteers and that his campaign staff has put in. I think that it would be wise for him to seek a third party nomination. I understand that
third party's tough.
Well, he's done it before, and certainly he's got a. It's tough because there are a lot of requirements. Like it's more difficult to get on the ballots around the states. But he's got such a core group of supporters. If those people were sort of rolled into a third-party campaign, especially if it was with the Libertarian Party that's already working on getting on the ballots in those states, then it wouldn't be a big deal whatsoever to do that.
That's an interesting question. A number of factors to consider there. First, if he wasn't able to garner enough support within the Republican Party, do we think that would be translatable somehow into a new campaign as some sort of independent candidate? Whether or not that is successful, if he thinks that it is a doomed attempt, is there an ulterior motive to try to get and continue to get the message out there while he comes in with this insurgency campaign a la Ross Perot? I think people can admit that Ross Perot's outside influence in the campaign in 92 did help get Bill Clinton elected, and it also introduced a number of issues that stayed with people, the sort of populism about NAFTA, you know, certain worries that stayed in the news longer because he was there. So it's possible that going into a third party might keep those issues out there and prolong it and allow for the issues to continue after Ron Paul, perhaps if he weren't able to make it, goes back to Congress. Who knows? I'd hate for that to happen, but if that is the case, let me ask you this. What do you think would happen if he were to decorously say, look, I've seen other third-party candidacies in the past. While I'm not going to support any of these Republicans, I'm not going to support any Democrats either because I stick with the U.S. Constitution. I will remain in the Republican Party. I thank my supporters, and we will continue to work with other candidates in the future. What do you think about that?
Well, I think we're at a point of constitutional crisis, and I think we're getting to a point of where we, I think a third party almost has a better shot now than ever before, especially like if the two candidates, the Democrat and Republican, were both had voted for the war, like Hillary voted for the war, and then let's say whatever Republican got the nomination, was it if it was Giuliani or whomever. There wouldn't be that much difference between Clinton and Giuliani.
Well, there wasn't that much difference between, there wasn't that much difference between Bush and Kerry in 2004. And Michael Badnarik, the Libertarian candidate, certainly didn't get that much attention from the mainstream media. So really, I agree with your statement that now is certainly a better time than it ever has been for a third party, I don't think that's still saying very much. I think the Internet's certainly a bigger factor now, and I think that's why that statement is true. But without actually having a candidate that the media cares about to give attention to, third parties are going to be just flipping
right.
in the wind.
Ron Paul has a better chance of winning the Republican nomination than he does of winning the presidency as a third-party candidate.
That may be true, but that doesn't mean he shouldn't go at it and he shouldn't do it. I understand that he's not going to tip his hand either way. He's not going to say for sure until afterwards. But remember, Ron Paul only ran because he was encouraged to run by the people surrounding him, by mm-hmm. the Ron Paulites, if you will, the people that are really excited about him and his message.
Right.
They convinced him to run for president. And I think that if he does not get the nomination, there's going to be a certain dropout as far as the activists are concerned, but those are just the real lightweight activists, the ones that are, well, I'm going to have to vote for the Republican now that he hasn't gotten the nomination. But the real Ron Paul fanatics, the real supporters out there, they're going to be right behind him saying, Ron, you know, we really still want you to run. We think the Libertarian Party will work for you or whatever. I can't imagine he would go anywhere else but the Libertarian Party, mm-hmm. but wherever he ends up, I think that it's going to be because of his supporters convincing him to do it, not because it's any thing that he particularly wants.
Of course, you know, the rap is if he did that would be that if Hillary got elected, they would blame it on Ron Paul, just like they blame Ralph Nader for Bush getting elected.
You know, somebody on my Ron Paul, the little discussion group said something very similar that, oh my God, the Democrat could win. And, you know, I don't care. Look, do you think, my answer to that,
well, smaller government,
the Hillary thing, the Hillary thing is, do you think America would have been markedly worse off if Kerry would have been elected instead of George Bush?
I don't think it'd be worse off.
No, I don't. I think that maybe in some ways we'd be worse off. Maybe in some ways we'd be better off.
Yeah.
Right.
But, we would still be, traipsing happily down the road to much larger government with either one of them.
Yeah, it's true.
It's the, it's the devil you do versus the devil you don't.
Either way, only time will tell. Dennis, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Hi.
We wanted to warn people. We have had to call the FDA and a company that has just sent out a product. It's a sugar-free Smucker's preserves. They're loaded with insecticide.
Dear God, do they put insecticide
in jelly?
Yeah. And it's not jelly, it's preserves. But anyway, Dr. Martini
has... What the hell's the difference? Hold on a second. Wait a minute. I need to know.
Fruit.
But they put fruit in jelly.
A little bit of like fruit juice. Jelly's...
So if it's jelly with actual chunks of fruit, then it
preserves.
Is preserves?
Yeah.
I see.
But anyway, this was sent out, and we had to call AARP because they had advertised in a magazine. They weren't aware of this. Anyway, Dr. Martini has sent papers to the FDA. They have 10 days to answer. They were sent on the 23rd.
Or else what? What's it going to do? Bring yourself up on charges?
There's serious trouble. You get on the website.
Where do you get this stuff from, Paula?
From Seriously. Dr. Martini.
What, does she send you faxes?
Yeah, I'm working with her. I've got some of the companies already stopped using this stuff.
What's her first name, Dr. Martini? What's her first
name?
Betty? Betty Martini?
Yeah.
So Betty Martini says, look out, Smucker's Preserves has poison in it.
It has Splenda. Splenda is an insecticide.
Oh, Splenda? Oh,
yeah,
so
Splenda
anything
is an
with
insecticide.
Splenda in it. You know, I've got the Splenda stuff. It's not so bad. It's not so bad.
It's an insecticide. It's poison.
I do like the natural stuff better, I will admit. Paula, thanks for the alert.
Well, let me explain how they did.
Nah, that's okay. You'll call us again. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the type that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Name things that just won't budge. The scale when you're dieting. Sunday couch potatoes. And a stuck oil filter. Now I've got a fix for one of them. And when I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
I'm at a loss on budging scales, but stuck oil filters are no problem. I've got two fixes so simple, even you men can do it. Hammer a sturdy screwdriver through the filter's bottom half. Grip the handle, and using leverage, turn counterclockwise. Remove the screwdriver and spin off the filter. Or, gentlemen, wrap the filter with sandpaper. And using the rubber gloves you wash dishes with, get a good grip and twist off. These are great techniques for budging filters, but not recommended for moving couch potatoes. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. So enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and take a look at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have money or credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com. Finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com.
1-800-259-9231. To the phones, to the phone. Matt in Illinois on the Amplifier line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Did something kind of cool this weekend.
Okay.
I have an older coworker. He's 87 years old.
He is older.
Yeah. He was asking me if I had planned on putting a Ron Paul bumper sticker on my car. I told him, no, I didn't do the bumper sticker thing. So I was...
Wait a minute. Do you have, a really nice car, like a luxury car or something?
I just don't like having to take bumper stickers off when I'm done with them.
Yeah,
I see. I don't really like them either. I have one on my car.
Some of them... Wait a minute.
Ron Paul.
I have a technique for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it depends on the kind of adhesive, because some bumper stickers are really cheap adhesive, and it will leave the adhesive when you pull it off. But here's the way I do it. I put the bumper sticker on, and on the very bottom right or left corner, depending on which way I put it on, I fold the corner in on itself.
So I just sort of fold just the little lip of the corner in so it sticks to the backing. That way there's just this little edge that you can get your fingernail under very easily in order to slowly remove the sticker from your car. And you can actually pull off bumper stickers without, I mean, if you pull them slow enough, you can usually not even leave any adhesive. And it's very easy. You don't have to pick to try to get the edge to come up. It's already up, so you just sort of lift it and remove it. That's my little tip. I don't know if that'll change your mind or anything, but go ahead with your story.
That's all cool. I did something better.
Okay.
What I did was I went to RonPaulStuff.com and bought one of those big rear window stickers.
The vinyl ones.
That says Ron Paul Revolution.
Sweet.
And so I've got this big sticker on my back window. I got a minivan.
Mm-hmm.
So it says Ron Paul Revolution. I put it on Saturday. I went to pick up my kids and driving down the highway, all kinds of cars going left and right. I don't see any bumper stickers anywhere. All of a sudden, this guy in a truck pulls in front of me. He's got Ron Paul bumper stickers on his car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, oh, cool, another Ron Paul supporter right in front of me. And then he pulls alongside of me, and we're just kind of driving together, and I keep looking over, and he's not looking at me. So I figure, oh, he just doesn't want to be bothered. And then I'm pulling off the highway, I look over there, and he's giving me this big wave, and I stuck my hand out the window and waved at him. Neat kind of camaraderie thing.
That's cool.
So yeah. I got that, and then I got another the small vinyl sticker put on my side window that says Ron Paul 2008.
Now, these are the ones that just adhere because of static cling, basically?
No, they're much better than that. They have a sticky backing. And you have to take off one side, and then you put the sticky backing on your, you clean your window, and then you put the sticky backing on your window.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to be real careful when you're pulling off the other side. And you kind of, you know, do it slowly and hold each letter in place. And you rub it with a credit card first to make sure that it's sticking real good. And then if there's any little bubbles, you got to pop them and rub it on real good. There was no little bubbles on mine.
Now, wait a minute. Now, is this going to be difficult to get off?
No. These should not be difficult to get off at all.
Okay. Well, that's good.
When it's done, which is why I did it. And also, you know, I said I wasn't going to put bumper stickers on, and I didn't. I didn't put any bumper stickers on.
You've gone bigger and better. Now, I'm curious, what are the costs involved here? I mean, what did you have to pay for a full-size window sticker? And then how long did it take to install it?
It was $18.95 for the sticker.
That seems pretty cheap.
Yes. And it was, and it's the Ron Paul, it's the Revolution with the backwards love and the tilted and everything.
It's in color, like the red and everything?
Yes, the letters are white, and then the love part is red. And it just looks really cool on the car.
Yeah, very sharp. How long did it take to install?
It took maybe 45 minutes because I did it real carefully.
Okay.
And
a true Ron Paul fanatic would, I think, be on board for something like
that. Right, and it was something like $10 for shipping. So the whole deal cost me like $32 for that in the small little RonPaul2008.com.
And you know, if you do a lot of driving, if you're a delivery man or something like that, then, I mean, that's well worth the investment. The more people see it, the better off, the more valuable it is.
It takes me an hour every day to get to work, and I'm driving on some pretty busy, heavily traveled roads.
So
there's a lot of people seeing it.
Matt, good job, man. Yeah. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Now, did he say that was Ron Paul Stuff selling that
one? RonPaulStuff.com. Yeah, they have nice ones there.
800-259-9231. All right, so I said we were going to get to this story. A U.S. soldier from Reuters who said his Christian beliefs compelled him to love his enemies and not kill them. Shocker, huh? Going to a Christian that actually believes in what he's supposed to believe? Has been granted conscientious objector status and honorably discharged, according to a civil liberties group. Captain Peter Brown, who served in Iraq for more than a year and was a graduate of the elite U.S. Military Academy at West Point, said in a statement issued by the New York Civil Liberties Union that he was relieved that the Army had recognized his beliefs made it impossible for him to serve. He said, "In following Jesus' example, I could not have fired my weapon at another human being, even if he were shooting at me," said Brown, who plans to continue seminary classes he began by correspondence while in Iraq. While in Iraq, Brown processed insurgents and detainees. He said he had no conflict between his faith and military service until after he graduated from West Point in 2004 and actually began to study scripture and his belief. During his Iraq deployment, he applied for discharge as a conscientious objector, but the request was denied. according to the NYCLU. Then in July of this year, they, them in combination with the ACLU, asked a federal court to order the honorable discharge. According to the NYCLU, quote, before the court acted, the Army reconsidered the issue, this time granting Brown's request. Do you think that's because if the court were to act and grant it, that that would somehow maybe make it so others in the Army could use that as precedent?
It would add some precedent, sure.
To get out. So that way the Army just want to, you know, brush this under the rug. Okay, let's let this guy out, and hopefully nobody else will ask. That kind
of
thing.
Well, yeah, the Army doesn't want to make it where you could just say, I'm a conscientious objector,
right,
and you could leave. They want to make it so that you say, I'm a conscientious objector, and I object so vociferously, I'm going to stick with this for weeks, months, years,
yeah,
years, really is what they want.
I'm not going to be a good functioning part of your machine, unfortunately. So
right. Well,
I don't see why they don't want those guys out.
A whole bunch of really good functioning parts of their machine.
Just found that an interesting little story. Like, you know, maybe it's not that hard to get out of the military.
And, you know, we were talking earlier about the teeth situation. I wonder what happens in the British military, you know, because they already have bad teeth.
Yeah, they already
so
have bad teeth.
How do you get out? You know, you can't do that.
Now, Lauren, my wife and I today were talking about bureaucracy, and she used to be a state employee.
Right.
And it's, you know, what it's like working there. And, like, there are some good state workers out there. My wife worked very hard, and she sort of blew away all the numbers, and it made it look bad for the rest of the bureaucrats and
right,
that kind of thing. But her boss was also one of those kind of people that worked very hard and didn't use all of her sick days and that kind of thing. And
I would imagine they're the exception instead of the rule.
I would absolutely, to the point that it's difficult to get things done with other people. You know, you're just like, ugh, I'll do it myself.
Right.
You know, and that's how it
did
is.
Did you get that paperwork done for me?
No. So then it ruins communication because you're not communicating with your, coworkers and just all kinds of stuff. And that's sort of that is the inefficiency of bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Even the good ones have, they're not as effective as they would be in the private, private workplace because.
Absolutely true.
They're working with all this. That's why they call it red tape.
Right.
Bureaucracy is red tape, and it was the term was invented for government.
There's no real incentive to be outstanding. There really isn't in the world of bureaucracy. There's no real incentive. You're going to get a sweet paycheck, whether or not you do what you're supposed to be doing. If you've been there long enough, you probably can't even be fired, so you can really slack off and not do what you're supposed to do. And even the things that you're supposed to do are awful in general. I mean, if you work for certain bureaucracy, it means separating people from their money or taking away their freedoms in the case of the war on drugs. So, I mean, just got to be an awful, awful life as a bureaucrat. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Marijuana advocate commits suicide. We'll explain.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com.
Call 702-953-0267.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The feature's there for free. Archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, updates, it's all on the house. Now, we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as hundreds of our listeners have done. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program and get signed up. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month, and we take that money in and we turn it right back around and reinvest it in the show to get on more radio stations and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty. If that's valuable to you and it's worth $3 a month, then go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll learn about the perks you get, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com, and now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Quick story. From Missoula, Montana, since we got Montana listening this hour, Missoula woman who is an outspoken advocate for the medical use of marijuana has committed suicide. Robin Prosser, who went on a 60-day hunger strike in 2002 to raise awareness, because you know what? There are these guys, I think it's sendtherightmessage.com. It's an organization that's out of New Hampshire. They've been going around asking presidential candidates questions about marijuana, trying to corner them into having to actually answer a question about
one of them on our show tomorrow.
Medical marijuana, that's excellent.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is that the responses from these guys are just really just low. Like John McCain saying things like, well, I've never seen any evidence that medical people have been arrested for marijuana. And then they ended up showing him the evidence, and he continued to deny it. He denied the evidence.
They don't want to hear that.
So it's like, and then some people will say, well, this is just a wedge issue. They're trying to legalize it for everybody. And while that might be true, there are certainly people that want to legalize it for everybody.
I want to legalize it for everybody. But I still think that the medical marijuana in and of itself is a singular issue. And it doesn't make any sense to me that we would keep that illegal.
There are people out there who do not believe there are medical marijuana patients. They don't believe it. And I find it hard to believe there would be anybody who would be a recreational marijuana smoker that would go on a 60-day hunger strike over it.
I mean, look, I like my marijuana and everything, but I'm not going to go on a 60-day hunger strike for it. This lady, on the other hand, Robin Prosser, did it in 2002 to raise awareness of the issue and campaign for Montana's medical marijuana law in 2004. She died earlier this month. Killed herself. The Montana Medical Marijuana Act passed in 2004 allows patients to use marijuana if they suffer from diseases like cancer and HIV or if they have chronic pain. Those who are prescribed medical marijuana can grow their own or designate a caregiver to grow or obtain the marijuana for them. In late March, a package containing less than an ounce of marijuana that a caregiver shipped to Prosser via UPS was seized by the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency, even though the agency verified that both Prosser and her caregiver were registered with the state. Prosser said at the time, quote, "I don't see how they can deny me a thing that saves my life. I can't eat without it."
Oh, man.
She said marijuana is the only thing that eases the pain caused by a lupus-related autoimmune disorder. She said she can't tolerate some prescription pain relievers, and others just don't work. In late July, the Billings Gazette ran a guest opinion by Prosser, who said the DEA seizure forced her to beg for rides to Kalispell twice monthly in order to pick up her medical marijuana. She said, "I feel immensely let down. I have no safety, no protection, and no help to survive in a little less pain. I can't even get a job due to my medical marijuana use. Can't pass a drug test. But in order to be able to function and to get up and work, I must have the only medicine that helps me." Her letter concluded, "Maybe the next campaign ought to be for assisted suicide laws in our state. If they won't allow me to live in peace and a little less pain, would they help me die humanely?" She killed herself because she couldn't get her hands on the drug, the marijuana, that was helping her stay alive, was helping her put food in her belly. So she took her own life. And this isn't the first. This isn't the first time. We reported on a story last year about an activist in California who took his own life over this situation with the federal government refusing to allow these people in the state, the individual states, to make decisions that contradict federal federal law. People are killing themselves over this.
Well, you know, if something's painful enough, yeah, you do want to die instead of live through
it. And how many recreational marijuana users are going to, you know, cut out their bowels because they can't get a, you know, puff on a joint? I mean, I understand some people claim to Jones a little bit, but nobody's going to kill. No recreational marijuana smoker is going to kill themselves over not being able to smoke marijuana.
Sure doesn't make any sense, but they would.
It's a fact. Marijuana helps people that are sick. Many, many people with a variety of different problems are helped by this drug, and it's just outrageous that these government people could give a flip. They just don't care.
So terrible.
Let's continue with the phone calls. You can bring up anything. Just wanted to share that one with you because it's just a sad one. Let's go to Rob in Georgia on the Amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight, Rob?
Hey, I wanted to talk about Saturday's show where you guys were talking about the trend of there being scantily clad very young girls even prior to puberty.
Yes. Mm. A very disturbing trend, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was finding it kind of interesting, the sort of difference of opinion between the show's resident socialist, and if everything, and if Mark's descriptions are to be believed, the world's only atheist monk.
No, okay.
As your lifestyle. So I think that you guys definitely had both kind of had some elements of truth on this. One of the things that I do find a lot of it disturbing, not because I believe that it's going to cause, you know, these girls to grow up to be these ravenous whores or anything like that. But I think my wife and I talked about it for a bit, and she said that she felt that the girls would end up essentially competing with one another to sexualize themselves as they got older, and they would really trivialize their own intelligence. And
sure.
By the same token, the men would also trivialize their intelligence because they see them as being essentially purely sexual sort of creatures.
Absolutely. I think she's absolutely right. Look at what we have today. That's what we've got. We've got these girls that they spend their free time on their makeup and their hair instead of enriching themselves in some real, tangible, concrete fashion.
Yes, and I think there's another danger, which, you know, Mark was saying that he really wasn't that terribly disturbed by it because he didn't find them, you know, a young girl being sexual, and I agree with that. The thing that I find, I think, is going to be damaging to them is that if you develop the attitude that this way of dressing is normal, what's going to end up happening is when you go on those job interviews or when you show up at various sorts of events, that's the way you're going to dress because that is normal. I've seen too many times where I go to work or I've seen, like, at a job interview, and a girl is just completely inappropriate. I mean, she's very intelligent and attractive, but it's like, it's so far beyond the pale the way that she's dressed that no one, honestly, is going to take her seriously for that job.
No one took her aside and explained to her that, look, sweetie, this isn't appropriate. No one has ever done that with her. How bad are these parents today?
It's the same with boys. I mean, I've seen young men go to job interviews and just
absolutely
not look the way they should.
Mm. Absolutely. I mean, I agree with that. But I think that is one of the things which is very important for any sort of a parent to teach them. Rather than having your child having to unlearn bad habits, teach them the good habits.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So Rob, I guess that means that you wouldn't allow your daughter to parade around at age 10 wearing shorts that say Juicy on the back of them?
No, she and I were actually in the grocery store the other day, and I saw a cashier. Girl looked like she may have been something like 15, first mm-hmm. job, 15, 16. And she had these huge earrings that said sexy. And, and I'm like, this is a job.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Julia works as a manager at a restaurant.
Mm.
And she says it's like babysitting all day, almost. Like, one of the most difficult things. These people are capable of putting sandwiches together and that sort of thing. But they seem to be completely incapable, some of them, of tucking their shirts in. Of wearing their hats straight on their head,
or pants that are made for their waist size,
not
the waist size of some portly guy.
She's like the uniform police, and she doesn't want to be doing this. She wants to be doing other things with her her work day, but she has to keep enforcing these rules because the kids continue to crook their hat to the side and untuck their shirts. I mean, this is what she's dealing with. We shouldn't have to be dealing with this crap in the workplace.
So silly.
I agree. I mean, that's the sort of thing that you definitely need to be taught early on.
Yeah. Rob, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Gardner, you didn't have a chance to comment on this story, but I'm sure you've noticed this trend. Mark claims he's never noticed it. The trend of
sexualization of really young
preteen girls wearing these just revealing clothes that are supposed to be sexy when these girls couldn't possibly be sexy.
It's too interesting. Young for that. My former girlfriend and I had a conversation about that. She is a conservative Republican, but has taught women's studies, and so she's really strong on feminist stuff. And she said that it's our male dominated culture that drives these girls. They make them get sexualized very early. And so somebody just told me, another woman said,
so it's all guys' fault.
Just like the male dominated cultures in the Islamic world. Let's get over it. The men are not driving this. Women see guys respond to it. Young girls pick up on it. Mm-hmm. The fashion industry gets into it, and then young girls think it's acceptable.
You got it. It has been Ian here with you.
And Gart.
And Mark. Join us online in the meantime between tomorrow night and now at freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi.